So we now have a little bit of time dedicated to this topic. What we want to do, I want to phrase this, just give you a very, very quick definition of the thing written down there, and then start with a few questions to the audience, start to come with a discussion about several topics that we already start to touch in the morning. So first of all, as a matter of actually what linked data are, and I'm going to be very brief here. So you probably heard this term quite a lot recent in the last few years. It became quite a keyword. And so it's just, in a matter of fact, a change in a way of structuring our information in the web. If before we had our research, our query in our information space were based on several keywords and interlinking between pages, and the data itself that we uploaded were not present at all, after some times, there was a vision that, you know, this is not enough. We need to integrate more. We need to have something more machine readable. And so they start to work towards that concept of web of data. And then it became linked data. There are several buzzwords attached to it, but it's mostly is creating data and putting them on the web, making them machine readable, and also apply a semantic on it in order that we can actually refer to several concepts and browse the data that we associate to that concept itself. So as you see here, you have like a person that the web page refer to an actual person, so several web page or document can refer to that person. The idea behind linked data is actually that one, is actually making creating this network of relationship between the data and the actual content on the web page. How to do so? So they obviously it's a problem of language. HTML is not enough, so they come up with what is called RDF, Resource Description Framework, that is mostly organized our proposition in a subject, predicate, and object. So we divide them like this, we assign ERI to them, and so at the end we have an XML-based, let's say, proposition about our data that more or less look like that. So we associate it to some logical structure that are the ontologies in this case, and thanks to this language you can make some proposition. This is probably another very famous picture you see around. It's just the so-called linked open data stack. So we use URI or ERI right now, so univoc identifier to resource. We use XML syntax and we use this description language in order to make statement using some logic-grounded ontology. So that's just linked data. For the historical metadata, I leave the word to George.
Okay, so when this session was proposed on linked data and historical data, historical metadata in relation to 3D models, the discussion came up what we meant by historical metadata anyhow. So since it's a discussion session, I'm not going to take a position, but just to say we might be referring to what I was talking about in my presentation of the data about the object of which the 3D model is a model, so the cultural heritage object. Or we might be thinking about the historical data of the 3D object itself, how it's produced at some point and maybe reproduced and modified over time. So I think that's actually something that's up for grabs in terms of definition as we move along in the discussion.
Well, probably just to give you a couple of names, you probably already heard about Carrare. It's just, was used in 3D icons. We made the version 2.0, but it was developed a little bit before. It is based on several other metadata schemes, and it's actually it resolved this historical metadata problem. That another very important one that we want to cite is the Stark metadata schema. Was developed by Paolo Aronzino for our repository and is currently used and resolves several provenance problems. The main difference between the two, that one take into account less information regarding of the provenance than the other. The other one is very, this one made by Paolo Aronzino is very specific and very, very extensive. And other actor in the field that need definitely no presentation, the CRM dig that was extensively discussed in the morning. And that's somehow not so extensive. You want to say a few words?
No.
not so extensive as George would like. So that's our introduction. Now we want to start with some questions.
So, I guess the aim of this session is to really put the questions to you participating in the workshop, either coming from, I think, as Florent exposed in his presentation of Reseed, there's this question, you could see a division between engineers or modelers or computer science people and historians, archaeologists, or domain people. Maybe that's the right division, maybe it's not, but you could definitely see it as a likely way of thinking about it. So then the question is, what is the role of historical metadata, and what is its usefulness from your perspective, either as domain specialist or as a computer scientist? So I'm going to put forward some possible ideas, then it's interesting to get your feedback. We have a number of questions, so you can, I don't know when we're limited in time to, but. So I think I would propose that reproducibility would be an argument for maintaining historical metadata in the sense of provenance. So can I use this model again? Can I understand where it came from? Associating 3D models to historical metadata in the sense of the object about which this 3D model is a model is, to me, I think, an interesting argument for making, for valorizing and making findable these objects, because oftentimes our work disappears. Another reason to associate historical metadata is so that you could go through the object, the real object, and find comparative materials or additional materials. And that sort of feeds into the building long-term integrated records for models and objects. You might make an argument that there's a cost over there. You could save money over the long term by properly documenting and linking your model to its provenance and object data. And it might support interdisciplinarity. So those are some propositions, but they might be refuted or they might be added to. Does anybody care to make a proposition on that question?